Hey guys, I'm Juan, going to do this talk. Before we start, we didn't start yet. Before we start, I wanted to ask, I can tailor it a bit better for your needs. How many of you guys actually like or are enthusiasts or go about like rendering? You guys, if you can raise your hand, how many like rendering? Okay, that's quite a good amount. Oh, okay. How many of you that do rendering actually are interested in Vulkan? Okay, that's a good amount. And how many actually understand Vulkan? Not so many. Okay, then I won't go into that many super low-level technical details of Vulkan because it can be... we tried this a few months ago and it didn't end very well because Vulkan is like a bit difficult. Takes a while. So we still have a bit more time, I guess.
5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay. So that's okay. Well, nice to see so much interest in rendering. Yes. One is worried that today you see a lot of game engines and like, including a lot, and that people won't be interested in anymore about rendering, but nice to see that you guys actually like it. So, okay, how many here have used Godot? Oh, nice. Good to see so many Godot users. Keeps growing every year. That's nice. Nice to that you're here and not in the Global Game Jam, at least. That's it's something. So, okay. Well, the talk will be mostly about the kind of things that we take advantage of using Vulkan. I think when Vulkan came out a few years ago, it wasn't very clear what it was for because you had OpenGL, it worked. There was DirectX 11 and DirectX 12 was still kind of like something new and nobody really quite got what it was about. When we saw Vulkan, we were like, what is this for? So we took a while actually to get the engine to be ported to Vulkan. It's still in the process. We learned a few bad things about OpenGL while porting it to OpenGL 3 and 4, more like 3.3. So we had a lot of problems with the drivers and a lot of driver bugs with OpenGL. Now, for example, we started having bugs that we didn't have before because the GPU makers just abandoned the OpenGL drivers and they start bit rotting, for example. So in the end, we really had to go to Vulkan. And when you, for example, we started getting reports from users about performance issues they had, and you would look like, for example, you render a scene with 20,000 objects, it was super slow. Because every object uses a different material, a different geometry. The material was the same for the 20,000. It was really slow. So I was like, what if we try with the same geometry? Like, they were 20,000, they have different geometry, but just a cube, like, you know, not many vertices. We tried using the same cube, and then it went super blazing fast. So there's cases in OpenGL drivers like that the driver does like validations on things under the hood and some combinations of circumstances that you don't really know, and they result in slowdowns that are kind of unpredictable. If you're like using Linux and Mesa, you can kind of see what the driver does. I'm not sure, have any of you actually seen any Mesa code? Well, it's interesting if you want to see how a driver, OpenGL driver works. They do a lot more under the hood than you may expect that a driver does. So with